reach the island.
T-minus 5 seconds to critical mass.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
We're saying goodbye to summer and hello to the season of autumn. Welcome to another new edition of PDGA Radio. This is for September 23rd, 2009. I'm Steve Kaczynski. On this week's edition, I'll recap the past weekend's U.S. Women's Championships along with the rest of the tour results and a preview of the weekend ahead. I'll also cover the week's disc golf news, including some internet TV, the newest edition of Disc Golfer Magazine, and the final result for the women in the 2009 National Tour Point Series standings. So now, with no further delay, let's get into the action this week on your only weekly source for disc golf news and information, the one and only PDGA Radio.
You're listening to PDGARadio.com.
The PDGA's run of majors continued this past weekend along the Mississippi River in the Quad Cities of Iowa and Illinois for the 2009 U.S. Women's Championships. And with the defending champion Angela Chigfried not competing this year, the title was up for grabs, with many of the other top women players battling over five rounds. Skipping over the first rounds a little bit, we'll start the recap on Sunday with Liz Carr having a slim lead over Valerie Jenkins, with Sarah Stanhope in third place. During that final round, Carr struggles on the first three holes, going from a one-throw lead to a three-throw deficit behind Jenkins, who started off hot. Later, it was Stanhope seemingly making every throw she needed, as she pulls into a tie with Jenkins with just five holes to play. Stanhope en route to finishing with her best-rated round ever, with birdies on three of the last four holes, gaining a throw on Jenkins on each hole, coming from behind, claiming a three-throw win over Jenkins. Followed by Liz Carr in third place, seven off the lead. Liz Lopez comes home in fourth place, and the first-round leader, Melanie Ring, rounds out the top five. Stanhope's final round unofficially rated at 10-21. That would be the second best round by a woman on a course in that SSA range. With the win, Stanhope from South Carolina also becomes the fourth different woman to win that U.S. women's title in the past 6 years. Other champions this year include Barrett White in the Masters division, Lisa Warner for the Grand Masters, and Christine Savakis in Intermediate. More PDGA Radio still to come this week, including final results of the 2009 Women's National Tour Points Series, which is presented by Woodchuck Cider. So stay tuned for more disc golf.
It's at PDGAstore.com.
Visit the PDGA store today for your disc golf shopping needs. Find great prices on tournament supplies, instructional books, and DVDs. Or look through the fine selection of PDGA clothing, apparel, and accessories.
You can find it all at PDGAstore.com.
Place an order for your copy of the latest World Championships DVD. Join or renew your PDGA membership for 2009. Then take the online tournament director and officials test. And finally, grab a copy of the newly updated 21st edition PDGA course directory.
Yes, it's all at PDGAstore.com.
Well, yes, the women's race is now over for the 2009 Drive for the Championship presented by Woodchuck Cider, with the completion of the U.S. Women's Disc Golf Championships this past weekend in Iowa, with Valerie Jenkins able to secure the title and the $1,000 bonus with her solid second place finish this past weekend. She finishes the year atop the tour standings with a near perfect 595 points out of the possible 600. Des Redding and Liz Lopez were able to maintain second and third place respectively in the standings, and it was Sarah Stanhope jumping from sixth to fourth, and Carrie Burligar in fifth, claiming the final bonus cash. The next and final event for the 2009 Men's Drive for the Championship will be the USDGC, October 7th through the 10th in South Carolina. Battle should be a good one as the current leader, Avery Jenkins, is 20 points clear of a second-place tie. He doesn't have to win the event in order to become the champion, but if Nico LaCastro or the defending U.S. champion Nate Doss do win, then Jenkins has to finish no worse than 6th. If Dave Feldberg wins, then Avery has to finish no worse than 7th. And if Barry Schultz wins, then an 8th place finish would be required. Now on to the results from around the PDGA Tour for this past weekend, which covers September 19th and 20th. We had two A-tiers on the schedule, starting in Augusta, Georgia for the Augusta Classic. There, Michael Johansson comes down south to clear the field by two throws, besting Cameron Todd and David Feldberg, who finishes four throws back. Rachel Conley won the women's division, Mel Schumann took Masters, and Chad Bearden won in advanced. Up the East Coast, we go to Maryland for results from the Patapsco Picnic, where we'll find Nico LaCastro celebrating his recent 21st birthday with a four-throw win over Avery Jenkins. Mike Moser finished in third, with Steve Brinster in fourth. Nicole Fraser won that women's division by three over Kelly Boyce. Elsewhere at the B-tiers, Nate Doss edged out Josh Anthon to win in California. Mike Leslie beats out Chandler Fry to win in Washington. Nate Sexton wins by one over Corey Coates in Oregon. Matt Hall wins in Texas over Mike Olse. Jason Anderson wins in Ohio. Paul Ulibarri claims the Southern Idaho Championships. And in West Virginia, they held a Pleasant Valley Disc Golf Classic. And there it was, 1986 world champion Johnny Sias taking the win by two over Chris Deitzel. Brian Schlemmer won in advanced, and Joe Palumbo won intermediate. That event also the state qualifier for the West Virginia spot at the USDGC, and since Sias qualifies as a past champion, and many of the other pros were from outside of West Virginia, the spot drops down to West Virginia pro Joshua Smith, who was tied for 7th place last cash at the Pleasant Valley Open. Special thanks goes to Adam Feathers for his information about this year's Pleasant Valley Classic. Now running down some winners at the C-tiers from this past weekend. In Connecticut, it was Bobby Cowperthwaite getting a win. Tanner Duncan won in Iowa. Chris Meyer won in Minnesota. Randy Fortenberry won in Alabama. Devin Frederick wins in Pennsylvania. Blake Needles wins in Nebraska. Jeremy Kohling wins in North Carolina. Bobby Music wins the Shark Tooth Open in California. And internationally, Peter Fredriksson and Dan Johansson both get wins in Sweden. Now looking ahead at this final weekend of September that has come upon us, there are no majors this week, but there is a pair of A-tiers, starting with the Par 72 Fall Open at the Telemark Resort in northern Wisconsin, along with the Hamilton Wildcat Springs Open that will take place in Illinois. For B-tiers, we have the Sun Valley Open and Chuck Friedland Memorial, both in California, Sneaky Pete Classic in North Carolina, the Shenandoah Shay goes down in Virginia, also the Johnny Robert Memorial in Colorado, the Shanahan Classic in Illinois, the LS Discs Mighty Shunga Open in Kansas, and in Pennsylvania, it's the Hunt at Deer Lakes. C-tiers include the season finale in Anchorage, Alaska, the Four States Open in Joplin, Missouri, and the CNY Championships in New York. And finally, internationally, you'll find sanctioned events scheduled for Finland, Belgium, France, Sweden, and Denmark. Check out the full schedule of events and previous results on PDGA.com.
Located on the scenic shores of Clark's Hill Lake in Columbia County, Georgia, is the mecca of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center, a must-see for anyone who's ever played the sport. With a full-service pro shop, state-of-the-art training center, and championship-caliber courses, it will challenge and improve every aspect of your game. Also, visit the Ed Hedrick Memorial Museum, home of the Disc Golf Hall of Fame, and don't forget about the IDGC monthly tournaments the first Saturday of every month. Yes, it's all at the world's premier destination for the sport of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center.
Welcome back to PDGA Radio. It's time for this week's Disc Golf News. And there is some interesting news concerning the upcoming USDGC event in South Carolina, where live coverage of the 2009 U.S. Disc Golf Championships will happen over the 4 days of competition, October 7th through the 10th, live on the internet, with each day's production about 6 hours long, featuring a combination of 4 to 6 cameras that should cover much of the course, also live interviews, and a number of interactive features on their website, along with other prepackaged videos. Disc Golf fans should register soon to secure your place during that live internet broadcast. There's an option to register and donate to the production cause, or to simply watch the event for free. Visit discgolfplanet.tv or usdgc.com or pdga.com for more information or to register for the broadcast. It's expected to be the first of several similar productions at Disc Golf events done over the next year. If any of you PDGA members were like me and beginning to wonder when the next edition of Disc Golfer Magazine would be arriving, well, don't worry too much longer. They should be arriving shortly if you haven't already gotten it. Inside of the publication is a full recap of the 2009 World Championships in Kansas City, including brief stories on almost all of the 20 world champions, also a recap of the Vibram Open National Tour event, a lesson on trouble putting, a feature on Seminole County in Florida, disc golf video games for the Nintendo Wii, and a touching story about the recent passing of Disc Golf Hall of Famer Tim Sulinski. All PDGA members should receive a copy of the magazine. Any non-member who would like to receive a copy or sign up for the subscription should visit PDGA.com. And while there, you can check out the details for the annual logo contest that the PDGA holds to help them choose which design to feature on the next year's Ace and Birdie Club discs. That submission deadline is October 16th this year. The winner will receive a complimentary membership for the Ace or Birdie Club, whichever your design was for, and a copy of the 2009 World's DVD, which is available for pre-order now from PDGAStore.com. Shipping expected in plenty of time for the holidays. That is all I've got for this week. Check back with me again next week. Another new edition of PDGA Radio will be coming your way. Until then, I have been Steve Kaczynski for PDGA Radio. And this week's final piece of useless advice is to not forget to order your Halloween costume early for best selection.
Are you a PDGA member? No benefits of being a PDGA member. Well, let's run down the list of just some of the benefits available only to members of the Professional Disc Golf Association.
Hey, thanks, Billy. Some of those benefits include a free subscription to Disc Golfer Magazine, discounted tournament entry fees, official player ratings, discount with Enterprise Rent-A-Car, a vote in the annual elections, discounts at Wyndham Hotels, including Days Inn, Super 8, Howard Johnson, and Travelodge. Also a collectible members-only golf disc and a free membership to Disc Golf United.
Yes, all this and more can be yours just by becoming a member of the PDGA today. For more information on how you and your family can become members of the Professional Disc Golf Association and help support disc golf, visit PDGA.com.
Thanks for listening to PDGA Radio, your weekly source for disc golf news and information. Your story ideas, comments, and feedback about the program is always welcome. You can email us at pdgaradio@pdga.com. Sponsorship partners and advertising opportunities are also available with PDGA Radio. Please contact the PDGA office for more details. And again, thanks for listening to PDGA Radio.
Goodbye.